Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're mine, completely.
You give me your love, so sweet. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one from my book, The Age of the Customer.com. We're having a great visit with John Chambers. He is Mr. Constitution. He's the author of The Constitution of the United States, a study guide. He teaches people about the power and the influence and the importance and the history of our U.S. Constitution, our secular red letter in America. John, thanks again for being here. One of the issues that we're facing right now, country between this administration and states and cities, hundreds of cities, dozens of states, I guess, is the power, whether the federal government has control over our immigration laws, and whether states can and cities can actually carve themselves out and isolate themselves as what they call sanctuary cities. This is a true constitutional crisis happening in front of our very eyes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and the problem with that one in particular is because in the Constitution, the what happened there is the states granted to this general by creating this general government, the general government, what we call the feds, is a child of the states, and the child should be doing what the states want. But the states said there's certain things that we can't do ourselves.
So national security, for example.
National security,
right?
Which
global trade, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Interstate trade and naturalization, and who can come in the country and who cannot, and that sort of thing.
Protecting the general borders and those kinds of things. And so that's been left up to the federal government, but the states are trying to usurp that now, aren't they, some of them, in cities?
There are a few. There are a few that are doing that. Most of them aren't, because most of them recognize what their responsibilities are.
How are they even able to claim this? I mean, what constitutional basis do they have, John?
They do it in little small snippets where it says, there has been a ruling, and it is true that the feds cannot appropriate the powers of the state, or I should say appropriate like law enforcement in the state and make them do the federal job.
Right.
So they can say, okay, we're just not going to have our local law enforcement help you in doing this.
I want to break this down, make sure people understand. So if an illegal immigrant, someone who's say is a bad guy, he's been arrested multiple times, he's been sent back multiple times, he's coming back, and he's arrested, and the feds want that person to deport him again, and the local sheriff or police department says, okay, we're part of this sanctuary effort here in Charlotte or San Diego, wherever. And
right. And
we're not going to hold this person until you get here, and they let him go.
Well, yeah, and there are some legal niceties that go into that I could not explain in a short enough time.
So then we had this other mayor. I forgot what city in California.
Yeah, Oakland.
Oakland, who warned her citizens about an impending ICE raid, immigration raid.
Exactly.
Now, did she not violate the Constitution by doing that? Did she violate her oath of office by doing that?
You and I can think so, and we can make the accusation, but then it has to go to trial, and she will have a vigorous defense, as anyone of us should have. And
right.
Part of that vigorous defense would be, well, we just didn't want to have the neighbor. Something like
that.
And it would be then up to a jury to determine whether or not she's put in jail or not.
But this really breaks down, though. I mean, this and the other topics we're talking about, the free speech, the Second Amendment, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, this really just breaks down about along the lines of the fact that America is divided left and right these days. And one likes chocolate and one likes strawberry, and we don't want them to mix. You know, we don't want our drinks to mix or whatever. You know, I like it one way, and this I know that's the right way, and you like it another way, and I believe that's the wrong way. I mean, that's where we are in America today, and isn't that the source of our constitutional crises?
It absolutely is, but it's not that you and I don't want it to mix. It's that we refuse to even recognize that strawberry is a valid flavor.
No intellectual honesty. No intellectual honesty.
And that's what that's why education is really the root of the problem here. And unfortunately, our education system hasn't really helped us a whole lot. And why we have to take education back. For instance, there's a friend of mine made a film about the Constitution. It's an entertaining film. There's a town has a problem in it, and Ben Franklin comes up from the past back to the future and teaches the town about the Constitution, and they apply the principles of the Constitution.
InSearchOfLiberty.com, right? That's the website. I think find it.
Exactly right.
InSearchOfLiberty, folks. Check that out. It's a video. You can buy the DVD. You may be able to stream it. I'm not sure. There's a trailer you can watch there. InSearchOfLiberty.com. Check it out. See what you think. When we come back, we're going to talk about another issue. Yeah, it's a third one. That's another potential crisis, a constitutional crisis in America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.